Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because mm-hmm. they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand-trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
All right, good morning.
Who? Cavito and Rich?
CNR on FSR. I know. It's like,
What's up, everybody? How you feeling?
Oh, the understudy. Oh, I want my money back.
I thought Hugh Jackman was performing.
Oh, we get these bozos.
You know, my dad almost got scammed by that?
What do you mean?
He went to take his wife to a Broadway show. Music Man spot? Is that who? Is that what Hugh Jackman's in? And I'm pretty sure last minute he caught it. He was like, wait a minute, Hugh Jackman's not performing? I want my money back.
Oh, this is unacceptable.
Well, hey,
welcome. You get two bozos for the price of one. Cavino and Rich in for Dan Patrick. What a crew. Good morning, everybody. Ricky, Joel, Lohenkron, the microphone MacGyver. Isaiah's here. Spotty's in the building,
hey,
back from
everybody.
Vacay. What's up? Again, Cavino and Rich, and you. Thank
up?
You guys for being here. 877-99 on Fox if you want to say, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm here, and I'm happy to be here.
Good PW, good PW Herman reference.
Yeah, thank you. And as I was saying, you know, before we started, here at Fox Sports Radio, they let us do us. You know what I mean? Like, prior to this job, I felt like I was Joey Gallo. I was struggling, trying to find it, Rich. You know what I mean? And now I'm the
Gallo?
Yeah, I was Gallo at the other place. And now I'm here, and they let us do us, and
bam.
Now I'm hitting bombs.
Oh, man, he's batting like 260. Let's not.
Yeah, but he's hitting bombs, and he's happy to be in L.A.
He's not batting 400 as a Dodger.
Live from L.A., it's Cavino and Rich. At Cavino and Rich, if you want to play along at home.
So that's a pretty good comparison.
Yeah. He's batting like 260.
Yeah.
It's fair.
I'm not a morning guy in my defense.
I hate when you say that.
Well, it's the truth.
Every time.
It's not a justification. I am a professional. At what? I'm not sure.
But I don't get it.
I'm not a morning guy like you. You're a guy that springs out of bed.
I can predict what you're going to say. You spring out of bed. You jump around. Hey,
Rich,
good morning.
Rich jumps like a cartoon right into his socks. Joel, he's that kind of guy. The kind of guy you want to strangle. Like, I'm not bothering Joel yet. He's still waking up. I know he's a professional, but he's like, don't bother me kind of guy for like an hour or two. Right? Rich is the type of guy. It's so evident, dude.
Oh,
you're so hyped up already.
Well,
and it's only 6 a.m. here on the West Side.
Guess what? You're filling in for Dan Patrick. You wake up.
That doesn't mean I'm not doing my job.
It was a problem.
I didn't spring into my socks and out of bed and say, rise and shine, yip, yip, yippity, the way you did. Because we're just different people. So I'm not judging you. I'm just saying you're a morning guy. You look down on me when I say I'm not.
You know what it's like? You're like one of those dopes that say, well, Manny being Manny. It's an excuse.
Did
no
I
one...
say don't talk to me until I had my coffee?
If
I didn't
said
say that,
I would have slapped you.
Exactly.
That's my favorite line.
No, I hate that line. I hate people like that. But there are two types of people. There's introverts and extroverts. I'm an outgoing introvert. There's morning people and not morning people. Some people have a slower engine. You're a hyped up, wound up. Hey, if I didn't know you, I think you were on something, to be honest. You're a hyper dude. You're a peculiar fella. That's how hyper you are.
You hear yourself?
Dude, I'm serious. But you're a morning guy? I am not. But it leads into a discussion. Well, I'm not saying that, you know, so that people understand, you know, why I sound like this.
You're aggravating me already. We're 4 minutes into the show, and honestly, I want to strangle you.
Well, Rich is the type of guy that could get to the gym early. I am not.
Well,
and that's what we're getting into right now. 877-99 on Fox. Before we talk about Tatis Sr., Tatis Jr. and his family, before we talk about, you know, when your team is getting destroyed.
Can you say tame?
When your team, no, that's how I say it in the morning. When your team is early in the morning, when your team is getting destroyed, do you stick with them? Do you watch the whole game or do you shut it off?
It's an insane question.
Another thing Rich and I disagree on.
Surprise.
But working out early on your way to work, what did you notice today?
Again.
You notice it all the time.
No, again, I'm just aggravated by assuming anyone working right now early. By the way, it's not early. For more than half the audience.
Early like Mr. Furley.
So when you
only
say early,
old people are up this early.
When you say early, it's 6 a.m. where you are, which isn't that early. But it's 9 a.m. on the East Coast.
Yeah,
Central,
but
it's 8 a.m.
To work at 6 a.m., you still have to get up early. And if you're not used to that, you know, we do Fox Sports Sunday, late at night, Sunday nights. If you're not used to that, that's early. Why are you so, like, mad about that? I'm just making an observation.
Why am I mad?
Yeah. Not everybody's like Rich Davis.
I think because...
Not everybody springs out of bed.
I think because no one wants to wake up for an early
alarm.
Yeah, but
somebody
some
wake
are,
up different. Why? How do you not recognize you're not different there? How do you not recognize that?
I also think part of your problem is that you've said it before. You don't shower in the morning, which is the big wake me up. If you ask me, if you don't shower in the morning,
I want to get every ounce of sleep that I could possibly get.
You still got crust in your nose. You still got crust in your ears.
He's
and
not
your,
saying I smell, Joel.
What's that smell?
You got morning
what's that smell?
Stank ass.
It's Covino.
Like, oh wait, maybe he is saying I stank.
Joel, I'm
no,
saying like
a shower. Shot. I took a shower late last night, right?
What does that mean? You're like a little schoolboy. Like you said, do you put your jammies on afterwards?
When you're waking up and it's still dark out. I want to get as much sleep as possible. That's me. I'm not criticizing you. You do you, I'll do me. We're different like that. We've known that. We've worked together for 17 years. That's not the issue here. But last night, I'm like, oh, I got to get to bed, wake up early for Dan Patrick. That's always fun. It's a big show. And, you know, I couldn't do it. I'm like, should I watch Better Call Saul? No, that might be too long. The finale was last night. So I watched this Fool on Hulu. Next thing I know, the show's so good. It's after midnight, so I got, 4.5 hours sleep? You expect me to be as Chipper Jones as you? It's Rich, Chipper Jones. Super chipper guy in the morning.
Well, anyway. He
expects everyone to be as chipper as him.
Welcome to the Dan Patrick Show.
You're getting all angry
for no reason. All I'm saying is that by showering in the morning, I promise you, you'd feel so much better. Yeah, and
it's invigorating.
I don't have time. You act like I don't like wash my face and splash it on and brush my teeth. I shower at night because I don't want to get in my bed.
It's different, spot.
Dirty.
No,
really? The guy who's changing dirty doo-doo diapers all day, the guy who probably went to the gym, didn't even take a shower before he went in his bed. What's more gross? I'd say that.
What do you mean changing doo-doo diapers all day?
You. I'm saying you're running around all day.
Yeah.
Did you take a shower before you jumped in bed last night? To me, that's more gross.
I did take a little shower last night.
Oh, now you're lying, man.
He said a little shower.
Yeah, yeah, a little rinse. You even never
what
do
that?
Joel, you never do the rinse off? Like after the gym, like
little
the 2 minute,
shower.
Like you jump in a little scrub-a-dub-dub for like
shower.
2 minutes?
Nobody does that.
Shower's a shower.
The shower's a shower.
No, there's different layers of showers. Yeah. If you don't think there's different layers of showers, there's like, yo, I'm going to chill under the hot water for a while. Or like, yo, I just went to the gym, scrub under the pits in the private area.
You still shower.
You're cracking. You're like, all right, that's the quickie shower.
This dude jumped in the shower, I mean, this morning, and that's it. And that's fine. It's not even about that. What we're here to talk about is...
I'm here to talk about whatever I want to talk about.
The workout early guy. The early gym guy who's pushing it out. He's on the elliptical. You're driving by or walking around or you're walking, you know, to the office.
No one pushes it out on the elliptical.
Oh, yeah, they do. I've seen,
70-year-old
I've seen
moms?
Him break a sweat.
Yeah.
I've seen Toadie Little in action. You know, I've seen him on the Gazelle.
It looks really aggressive.
It's really aggressive. When you see that guy in the window and you're looking up, you're like, what is that guy's on a mission?
It's always dark out, but it's a lit room. It's the gym of whatever building they're in.
Yeah.
It's always lit. And you see that guy. He's right in the window.
Yeah.
Waiting for the sun to rise.
Spot's right. And that guy makes you feel like a lazy POS.
No, I don't
feel that way. You're on vacation or something, and you're just gluttonizing, boozing, and schmoozing, and being a slob, and you're walking by that gym, and you're like, look at that guy. He's on a mission.
Speaking of, let me humble brag.
Yeah.
Because they, you know, pay so well here at Fox Sports Radio. I was in Bora Bora this last week.
Man, they really do pay you too much.
Went to
Bora Bora? Who are you? What are you on a...
Yeah.
Is that in California?
No. French Polynesia. Look, it's on the map. I would wake up to see the sunrise every day.
Bora Bora, it's right near Temecula.
It's right near Temecula. It's in wine country. It's just north of Santa Barbara. I would wake up every morning to see the sunrise because that's what you do on vacation.
Yeah.
You see the sunrise over exotic locations. As I was coming down the mountain from watching the sunrise, I saw a guy, probably a 12-pack, coming back from the gym at like 6:30 in the morning.
In Bora Bora.
In Bora Bora. On vacation.
Guy's a maniac.
Where I was eating croissants all week.
So, I'm glad we got that all out of the way. Because, believe it or not, you guys will say, Rich, you're the morning guy. You're the guy that is chipper in the morning. But my point is this. On the way here, I stopped at Starbucks. See that little cold brew in front of you? You're welcome.
I mean, if you're going to throw it in my face, I don't want it. Save it next time. I'll Venmo you $4. But thank you.
So.
I love that guy.
You like that, Joel? Like, who wants that kind of treatment?
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. I said thank you. What do you want me to do? Kiss your feet and your flip-flops? I said thanks.
My point is, I'm at Starbucks this morning.
Here, I'm Venmoing you right now.
I don't want your $4. I'll stick it in your mouth like the million dollar man.
So what did you want? A pat on the back from the Fox Sports Nation that you got me a coffee?
No. I'm just painting the picture. I was at Starbucks this morning, and I see a couple, a guy and a girl, and they are sweaty. I was turned on. No.
What were they doing, Rich?
They were sweaty.
Were they working out or having sex?
Love the old Sandler bit. What are these two people doing? And I'm like, hey, good morning. I'm like, man. And I even had to say it. I'm like, you guys are up early. Like, we did like a 5 a.m. workout together.
Oh,
and my first thought is, well, first of all, man, good for you guys.
Barf.
But secondly, even
by the way,
for me,
couples, I have a theory. Couples that work out together at 5 a.m. also dress together, meaning they wear the same clothes.
Matching stuff?
Yeah, they're matching couples.
They wear matching t-shirts at Disney World?
Yeah, yeah. I've never done that, for the record, just so you know.
As I see this couple, my first thought is, while I don't mind waking up early, like to me, 6 a.m. is nice. You wake up early, you get the rest of your day out of it. You know, you have the rest of your day. People that start early, end early. But people that voluntarily wake up at 5 a.m. for a workout are cut from a cloth that I'm not sure. That's like a person you don't trust or
even
something.
You're not
like, yeah,
down
like,
with?
To me, it's like the person that wakes up at 5 a.m. to work out is cut from such a specific cloth. And I guarantee people listening go, that's me. Hey,
is it like a sweatsuit kind of cloth?
It's that
like
breathable material.
No, that sauna suit.
Oh, the camel looks like they're wearing really like they're wearing aluminum foil.
Yeah,
like one of those. It's like made of Hefty Bag.
Yeah.
Oh, I got you.
877-99 on Fox.
They're cut from cinch sack.
I just wonder, has anyone ever dated someone like this? Is this you? Have you ever dated, been with, or are you that person that's like 5 a.m. workouts? Because I feel like, for as non-judgmental as I want to be, I feel like that person's cut from a weirdo cloth.
It's
like,
not. You make assumptions, and your assumptions are most of the time correct, right? Like, we made an assumption on Fox Sports Sunday, right, this past Sunday night. We said, if you bring up the Little League World Series, which continues tomorrow, premieres tomorrow, the actual tournament is tomorrow. If you bring that up to somebody, and they roll their eyes, and they're like, you watch that crap, they must have sucked at Little League. It's an assumption,
yeah,
but probably true.
A fair
assumption. If you see a dude at 5 a.m. and he is on a mission, like, he is on a mission for a reason. So it's fair to make that justification. Like, he's newly single. He's freshly divorced. He used to be a big guy.
Oh, he's trying to show the world. He's trying to impress the girl he's with. Like, sure, I'll do a 5 a.m. workout with
he's
you.
He's having a crisis of sorts. Like, this guy is on a different type of mission. That doesn't mean it's a bad thing. In fact, you speculate, like, how was this guy so motivated? How do I get some of that? But that guy's on a different type of mission, or the 1% chance that he has made a lifestyle out of this, and he's slim, good body, and that's what he does for a living, and you know that's just who he is as a person.
Sometimes
there's always that guy, too.
Camino, sometimes you need to wake up early, and that might be your only time when you could work out. If you got little kids, or you got long hours at work.
Oof, that's a dedication on a whole new level.
That's where most people say, well, I guess I'm not working out then. So if you're waking up at 5 a.m. to work out.
Yeah, to be honest, yesterday school started here in Los Angeles, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, that means your routine changes a little bit because you have to take your kid to school, pick them up. Just that little take to school, pick up routine threw me off so much that there was no gym for me yesterday. You know what I mean?
And guess what? You're not going.
Yeah, I'm not going at 5 a.m. It's impossible. That's why we established that I'm not a morning guy. Rich is a morning guy and is still not willing to do the 5 a.m. workout.
That's, to me, insane.
It's a different breed of person. It really is. And we're not criticizing that person. We're applauding that person saying, man.
I'm doing a little of both.
What are you? Well, it makes me speculate.
I applaud you, but at the same time.
But I applaud.
I applaud you, but at the same time, I think you are cut from like, you're cut from a cloth. Like, that's not, I don't think that's an easygoing person. Is that a fair assessment?
I think that's an absolute fair assessment.
Meaning, like,
or a man on a mission.
Meaning, do you think if you meet a woman that's like, I do a 5 a.m. workout, or ladies, if you meet a dude that's like, up and at him, 5 a.m. gym time, I feel like that person is certainly not a laid back partner.
I don't think you could date a person like that if you're not a person like that.
Our friend Shannon was married to a dude that was like, every morning, let's go. 5 a.m. workout. They're divorced.
But he was
a maniac.
He was also a military guy, right? So he
not in their marriage.
No, but he had that background and that discipline, you goon. So when you have that sort of discipline and you live that sort of lifestyle, it's kind of hard to be on the same page with someone that's a lazy slug like me, where, you know, 90% of the day I'm on the couch scratching my inner hairy man thighs.
These are the same people that run 10Ks on Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
day.
I'm not that guy.
Thanksgiving, yeah, football and cooking. No, I'm going to do a turkey trot. What?
And by the way, again, these are all wonderful
10K
things.
10K turkey trot.
Right. I'm actually disappointed that Covino mentioned the Little League World Series and didn't throw in his world records.
I was getting to it.
If I had time, it was a whole discussion today.
Doesn't have to bring it up. It's
27
legend.
Home runs.
Yo, Joel, the funniest part about that is that every producer and Fox employee now knows Covino's Little League home run record.
I could have requested to put it in my bio. So, yeah, it's the truth, you know. Yeah. So I get fired up about it because it takes me back to great memories.
Yeah.
If you say you don't like the Little League World Series, I assume you didn't have the same memories as I did growing up.
Isn't it
true? We make assumptions.
The Yankees strove to get that amount of rings to match the amount of home runs that you hit.
It's true.
They're
actually 27
done
rings,
now,
27
they
home runs.
Yeah.
If I had one more ring, and one more hit, one more home run.
I know. What a shame.
What a shame. But anyway.
Not in your lifetime, sorry.
There's two types of people, and we'll take one quick phone call now and the rest of your feedback.
TJ in Vegas, you're on with Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick. What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I'm definitely the early morning person. I do roller hockey out here, and it's 100 degrees most of the summer, so we get started at 4:30 a.m., and the number one reason you work out early is to look down on everybody else.
You know what? sounds true. I'll tell you why.
And you earn that. I believe that.
On that rare occasion when you have worked out early in your life, that random time where you're like, hey, I'm going to try it. The rest of the day, you do feel like the man.
You do.
So I keep seeing that mentality.
Because you have the rest of your day ahead of you. Like, you got that out of the way. You got the, you know, you're bragging about taking a shower in the morning. These guys got the blood pumping in the morning.
Thank you, pushed
out a few sets.
I'm going to tell you, I am that person. And it's really, really bad that I'm driven by this watch. It's like this watch drives me. It's like if I don't get 10,000 steps by a certain time, I don't even want to take it off. It's like I know when I take my watch off in the daytime.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
I look, my watch tells me to stand up. I say, shut up.
Stop telling me
what to do, you stupid watch.
Not stand up.
Yeah. Or you have an off day and they're like, notice you didn't work out as hard as you did yesterday. What's up with that?
Come
stop
on, Steve.
Judging me, watch.
Yeah, you could do it. I'm like, I don't think I can. Well, anyway.
Going to watch an episode of Jeter the Captain, Better Call Saul and Call Tonight.
Yeah, that's what I could do, maybe. All right, so working out early. I have another gym observation I'll share with you. And do you turn the game off when your team is getting beat by, I don't know, is there a certain amount of runs?
Yeah, I have a rule. So.
We have a rule. We have theories. We have more Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick on Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Mic check. Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcasts from.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow,
you know
I even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I can eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? or I don't know, take over a minute to down a 2-liter? Well, if you have, then you're going to love Pick 6. It's the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how you play it during the playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they will have more or less of a stat, rebounds, points, assists, and more. Also, you track your picks, play against others for a shot to win at some big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now. Use the promo code DPSHOW for a chance to win huge cash prizes. That's code DPSHOW. Only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick. And what a crew.
What a crew.
Got the best crew.
Hey,
love working with this crew. Thank you for being here, and thank you for waking up with us. 877-99 on Fox. I know it's hard to do sometimes.
Well, we could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, Covino. Or we could talk about how with Discover, you could redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
All right. So we discussed working out early. People at the gym, cut from a different cloth if you're pushing it out this early, breaking a sweat.
If you're sweating.
You're on the elliptical.
At 5 a.m.
You're dripping. You're out to prove something. We actually proved here on our show that they wake up early to look down on everybody else.
That's what it is.
That's what it is.
It's like people that back into a parking spot.
Yeah.
Do you think you're better than me?
Yeah, to show you that they're better than you.
What do you
think
you're doing?
Their car is better than yours. Now, I have two other gym observations before we move on and talk a little sports. We've already established the gym selfie is at an all-time high, right?
Oh, yeah.
And our buddy Spot.
People bring their protein shake, their gym bag, and a ring light.
Yeah. Our buddy Spot is one of the biggest culprits lately. Gym selfies, we're here in L.A., remember that?
Yeah.
Gym selfies are at a whole new level where the rhythm is the bass and the bass is the treble.
Good one.
No, seriously. It's like, is this a full-on photo shoot? Do I have to sign a release? Because I didn't ask to be in your photo shoot. We've established this. It's ridiculous, right?
No one's looking at you.
I got to go to your gym because apparently if there's so many people taking pictures, I'm assuming they're hot.
There are some hot and attractive people. Oh. Again, this is LA, right?
Go on.
Yeah. I heard the gym across the street.
He must work out.
I heard the gym diagonal to us.
Yeah.
It's a big gym for adult entertainers.
You don't say.
Is that true? The 24-hour across the street?
I think I'm going to sign up right now. No. But I made another observation, and I don't know why it bothers me, Rich. I'm in the wrong, I admit. So let me preface again. Mm-hmm. I'm probably in the wrong here, but it bothers me, and I've noticed it more and more. And I waited and waited and waited to bring it up because I'm like, okay, I'm noticing this. And all right, now I'm noticing it more. So now I'll bring it up. It's people dancing at the gym. And it's like they're feeling themselves so hard and they're feeling it so much.
In their headphones and they're doing moves.
Yeah, but it's such a look at me. Like I feel like a lot of the gym is a look at me nowadays, right? It's like everyone with their extra short shorts and they're all geared up and they're taking gym selfies and it's a big look at me. And they're there to hang out. I'm there to get out. Like I want to maintain, but my mission at the gym is to get out as fast as I can. I'm not trying to hang out and socialize and show off and none of that. Right? But when I'm there, I got my music on, like everybody else.
Yeah.
But my music is to motivate me to push an extra set out so that I can get out as fast as I can. Other people, they're so in the zone that they're practicing their TikTok dance moves. And I've noticed it more and more. But again, I think it's a big look at me. And it's like, it makes you feel the same way. Like, why are they having so much fun? Why are they dancing at the gym? And why do I not feel the same way? It's the same feeling you have when you see that guy at the early morning workout.
Well, my dancing big takeaway, my big takeaway, I need to go to your gym because my gym
sounds boring. You don't see all
this
stuff?
Not enough booty shorts, not enough people dancing. I assume the people dancing, taking pictures are not disgusting looking.
Oh,
I'm
by
assuming
the way,
Covino
is the down in front guy.
You
and, Hey! Down in front.
And by the way, Joel,
I'm just trying
we're in a concert,
out.
Old guy.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be in anybody's business. It's hard to not notice when some dude's doing choreography in front of me. You know what I mean? Like, it's not that I'm trying to be judgmental. It's hard to not notice when you got a ring light dancing in front of it.
I don't think you're working out hard enough. If you were, you wouldn't notice.
Nah, yeah. that's not it. Like I said, I'm in my zone too. But my zone is like to get in and out. They're there dancing and having fun. I'm like, oh, man, we're cut from a different cloth.
You stop for a burger after you leave the gym to get in and out?
Hey-o!
Good way to finish the workout.
Well, hey, that's my last gym observation.
Based on what you're saying.
Yeah, and I'm not making that up, man. I keep seeing it.
I may need to go when you go because call me Creepo.
Creepo.
But sometimes some fine-looking people at the gym is good motivation and... If I went to a gym where hot people are doing dances with their ring lights doing photo shoots, I'm fine looking at that in between sets.
I mean, they're not all hot, man.
Instead of the fat guy on the treadmill. I rather what you're telling me.
Oh, well, hey, you know, it's a different scene. Again, this is LA, just something I've noticed. The end.
Oh, I saw the best, what would you call it? Rejection at the gym to wrap this up.
Oh.
This is a good one. Because we've talked about this.
Like a Dikembe Mutombo?
No. Like a Shaq in his prime.
Nice.
A rejection.
Like,
so,
like spot with the ladies in your early 2000s?
No! Get away!
Yeah, sounds about right.
Okay, what's your MySpace?
I'll put you in my top 8.
No.
Even worse than that rejection.
But it's just MySpace.
I saw an old dude on the rowing machine. And I say old politely, like our parents' age, maybe like 60, 70 years old, right? Not old. But the guy, you know when the guy...
Just to not upset anybody because we're trying to win people over, I would say he must have been like 92.
He was 92. He was old.
He was old.
Because 60 ain't old. Isn't Tom Brady 60?
Yeah, you have less chance
isn't Tom Brady?
Of making like the 192-year-old guy mad.
Yeah, anytime you say anyone, I'm like, oh man, old's got to be 90. As we get older, my older gets older. Yeah, he must have been like 93, hanging in there. And you know when someone dyes their hair, but it's the wrong color and you could tell? Like that type of, like...
No, you know what happens? I could tell you what happens. Like, the dye, I dye my hair. Otherwise, I'd look like the Mexican Phil Donahue. I'd look like Cesar
Wait
Milan.
A minute. Yeah. Is that the Mexican Leslie Nielsen?
Yes. You know, it starts to wear away, so it starts to turn red. Like, I use the box with the Mexican guy on the cover, the Vato on the cover, just for Vatos. Dark brown black.
It's right? Frank Drebin.
So the dark brown black eventually turns into, like, a reddish tint if you don't...
What?
Yeah. Like, it starts to fade. So once the color starts to fade...
If it's cheap hair dye, he's right. Cheap brown hair dye.
So then I start looking like one of the O'Doyles. I'm like, oh, that says to me, all right, time to dye the hair again.
I didn't know Justin Turner shaved and he's Mexican.
Exactly. So, you know, yes. I start turning ginger a little bit.
So I see, yeah, he's got like the faded dye hair color, sleeveless shirt, feeling himself. Old guy. Some younger dude comes up to him with his little short shorts, probably college kid. All beefed up.
Yeah.
Yo, my dude, how many sets you got left?
And I'm thinking this old guy's going to be maybe intimidated or be like, oh, just like one more, young man. He goes, a lot. Now move along.
And I said, that's
bold. Yeah,
I love that because that's the other thing. Like, don't do the lurk. You know, there's gym etiquette.
Don't be that guy.
If you got anything out of this conversation, guys, it's gym etiquette, right? And you could do your thing, and no one's going to judge you. It should be a place where you're not being judged. But at the same time, there's an etiquette involved. And to me, that kid, he was doing too much of a lurk.
How many more sets you got, my man?
That's okay to ask.
Move along.
That's okay to ask. But give a guy some space, especially an older fella. You know, show your respect.
Well, hey.
The guy was 105 years old.
Covino and Rich.
He works at a different pace.
For the great Dan Patrick. And just got to also give a shout out to Mercedes-Benz, the family of SUVs. Extraordinary is one test drive away. Learn more at mbusa.com. I also say that because this week I have to look for a new car and everything's wide open. You know that feeling where you don't know what you're going to get at all?
Yes.
Where we're talking like... I'm going to every deal. I need a new car, and I'm going to every dealership. Like, I don't even have an instinct. Like, I could end up with a Toyota, a Honda, a BMW, a Tesla.
You have no
a Subaru.
You don't do any pre-research.
No, but that's what I'm doing now, and I think everyone's been there where it's like, well, I mean, what if, do I want an electric car? Do I not?
Cars are car dealers are short on inventory, so you're gonna end up with like a weak color.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, oh,
we're just have like a doo-doo brown color.
Remember that one guy at the car dealership? Kavino was told one time at a car dealership they didn't have the color one, and some guy was trying so hard to convince him, like, oh, women love green cars, and he's like, no. I don't want a green car.
I went in there for the standard silver, black, whatever, and he's like, oh, we don't have it, but ladies love the blue. And I was like, shut up with your stupid sales guy tactics. I'm not falling for that.
Yeah, but
ladies love the blue.
Do you have this one in silver? Ladies. No, my friend. But I got to tell you.
Ladies love the blue.
It's like Eugene Levy in Vacation. Oh, yeah. The family truckster.
That's, get out of here. I know I'm not a genius Lanny Poffo. I'm not the smartest guy. I get it. But I'm not falling for your dumb sales move.
Clark, this is the car you want.
Oh, ladies love the blue, you say?
Sign me up. Run my credit. Let's go. All right. I got to bring this up because last night I hit up Covino with a little, yo, you watching Better Call Saul? And I know he was watching The Bachelorette or something else instead. You
watched that fool show? I did watch The Bachelorette, and
I get it.
I want to punch myself in the junk for doing it because I say to myself every time,
sorry, what?
It's going to get better.
Nope.
It's going to get better.
Nope.
It's going to get better.
I can't hate on you because
then
The Bachelorette,
like, it never gets better.
There have been seasons that it's a great dating social experiment. I can't hate on The Bachelor and Bachelorette. I'd be lying if I said I haven't enjoyed it time to time.
Right. But I mean, I'm not trying to justify because I have loved it in the past, but it's something that my girlfriend watches. So I got into it, and now it just is terrible. There's two Borchlorettes. Mm. It's so boring, man. So, yeah, I woke up after watching The Bachelorette. And, you know, Rich and I were talking.
And I said, hey, dude, Better Call Saul. I'm not giving anything away, but the finale? Pretty good. A lot of people are doing the whole brilliant, yet other people are like, boring. So, hey, be your own judge. But if you watched it, I would love to know what you think. At Covino and Rich. But I bring this up because there was a rain delay last night in the Mets-Braves game. And Covino's like, yo, you watching your Mets at all? I said, no, I turned that off 2 hours ago.
Well, I was saying, and look, I get it. The Yankees had an unbelievable first half, right? Yeah. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I'm trying to do my sports guy thing.
Was that your best Adam Schein?
It was.
Was it really that unbelievable?
Yankees are unbelievable.
My guy.
And now they're just doo-doo diapers to the highest regard.
They'll turn it around.
They're so bad. They've lost 10 of their last 12. Since the All-Star break, or as the memes say, since they got rid of Joey Gallo, they're just the worst, and the Dodgers are the best. So the Yankees lost again. Like, they're just terrible.
My mom would say, they're the pits.
Yeah, and I'm not the guy who hates his team just because they're playing bad. In fact, I'm about to explain that.
It's 100.
But it is frustrating. I've never seen a team go from like unbeatable to unbearable to this level.
It's 162-game season. When they were like 40 games over 500 in the first half, I said to you, I go, Covino, I promise you, the Yankees are going to be a force come the postseason, but don't expect them to win 130 games. They're not going to go 130-32.
Everybody knew they were going to hit a slide, Rich.
But this is a bigger slide than you thought.
Yes, and I'm not being that typical complainy, again, POS Yankee fan who's like, get rid of Hicks! He sucks! I'm not being that guy.
Yeah.
I'm just pointing out the obvious. Like, they're that bad.
Yeah.
So, they lost again, and you know, I'm talking to Rich. Rich, who's a Mets guy, if you're new to Covino and Rich. We're from the East Coast. We're out here in L.A. Grew up a Yankees fan. He grew up a Mets fan. I'm like, yo, how are your Mets doing? Because I was aggravated about the Yankees.
And I said, dude, I turned the game off like 2 hours ago. It was 6-1. And that brings up a pretty interesting debate you and I have.
Yeah, like you saying that again makes me as mad as it made me last night.
All right, well, you know what? Get fired up. Want to get an update?
Let's get an update.
Lohenkron? Oh, we don't do updates in the morning? Perfect. Sorry.
The big leagues.
Sorry, Lohenkron. I got them all hyped up. Got on the edge of his seat.
Rich just wanted to toss it to the microphone MacGyver to build some suspense.
But I said, Covino, I turned off the game. What, it was 6-1. In fact, the Mets lost last night 13-1.
And I know Rich's habits, but it bothered me. And I'm like, why would you do that? What inning was it when you shut it off?
Oh, man, I'll look at the box score. It had to be like the fifth inning, and it was like 6-1.
Really? That's how much you believe in your team? That's how much you believe in your team, where you think the game's over? Look, I get it. We all have busy lives. But to me, that says that you're just a fair-weathered, fickle fan.
That's insanity.
No, are you serious? You just proved it to everybody. Your team is down 6-1. It's the sixth inning, and you're so busy, and you're so disgusted by this team you don't believe in that you said, yeah, I'm moving on to watch whatever it is that you watched, Blippi. You know, I get it. You have things to do. We all have things to do. But if you're not ride or die, if you're only there when your team is winning, then you are not a fan, my friend. You were just a front runner.
It's like the hard,
you are a front runner.
That is the
dude,
most
I sit there
thing.
Every night.
That's a unless terrible
I
thing.
Have, unless I have some really important stuff to do, right? Like, I get it. Here's the only exception. Ready? The
you're
game
a fool.
Is on. My team is down by 5. And my girlfriend's looking at me like, are we going out to dinner or what? Then I'm like, all right, fine. Let's go. But I'm not going to stop watching the game because they're losing. That's why you watch sports, to see them come back. To see the impossible. You only watch when they're winning? That's the most absurd thing, and I guarantee. In fact, we're on Fox Sports Radio. I George Foreman guarantee. I guarantee it. That most people, because these are real sports fans we're talking to right now, are going to be on my side.
Disagree.
You don't shut off your team in the sixth inning because they're losing by 5 runs. This is the big leagues. You got Polar Bear Pete Alonso. You got that big slug, Vogelbach. You got all
slug?
These.
That guy would whoop your ass in a race.
I'm
and
sorry,
I would
did I
love
say,
it.
Did I say slug? I meant slugger. You got all these guys who hit bombs. You got Starling Marte. And you're going to shut off the game? That shows to me, without saying, you're only there when times are good. It's a character trait. Not when times are bad.
I think you're a lunatic, and I think you're
really?
Girl, I think your
I think
girlfriend.
I made a pretty convincing point.
And I think
if you watch a game, you watch the game, you watch it through.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
This
or
is
else
not
you're
the,
not a fan.
This is not the NFL. We play once a week for 16,
then you
now
don't care.
17
then you don't
games.
Care the way the other fans do.
I watch
every Yankee game, man.
That doesn't make you – that makes you sort of ridiculous,
well, it doesn't make you right when you shut off the team when they're just because they're losing. To me, I'm waiting. I believe in it. I'm like, all right, they're going to turn it around, man.
Well,
they're
going
to turn it around.
When,
let's see it.
When you're done with your ridiculous point, let me just say, there's 162 games. I wonder how many you expect the average fan to watch in their entirety.
I'll tell you why. You want to know why? This is going to blow your mind, bro.
Well, then save it.
This is going to blow your mind.
I can't wait.
No, I have to say it now because that's too much suspense.
Dude,
I'm not going to keep everybody on the edge of their seat.
Okay.
They got to drive to work right now.
All right, go ahead. Let's go.
Because I actually, get this.
You're working
out. I didn't have money on the game like you, need all this action. I actually enjoy it.
Oh, then we're different. Okay.
I enjoy watching the game.
No, I'm not enjoying
it. Because it's a game that I love.
The Mets are down
13-1. So even them losing is better than some rerun of some crappy show
I
don't care
actually,
about.
A rerun
no.
with rerun on what's happening is better than the Mets losing 13-1.
I mean, I love what's happening, and I love rerun.
Hey, Raj.
Hey, Raj.
Hey, D, I'll give you a quarter.
Hey. I love all that. But you're out of your mind. And I think most people will agree with
all
me.
Right, your calls. We'll take them next. 877-99 on Fox. Do you watch your team when they're getting murdered, when they're getting killed?
6-1.
We'll take your calls next. Kavino and Rich in for Dan Patrick on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The all-electric EQS sedan from Mercedes-Benz is luxury and innovation on a truly magnificent scale. It's not just the flagship of the Mercedes-Benz electric lineup. It sets a whole new standard for all luxury electric vehicles. You're going to marvel at this epic 56-inch touch-sensitive hyperscreen featuring self-upgrading next-generation AI and a beautiful, intuitive interface for both driver and front seat passenger. You'll experience next-level comfort in an exquisite, spacious, near-silent cabin that makes this flagship feel more like you're piloting a spaceship. And you'll appreciate the graceful aerodynamic design that almost completely eliminates drag for an outstanding operating range of up to 350 miles on a single charge. The EQS is an object lesson in just how far electric mobility has come. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Take a test drive. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQS.
A lot of people think this might be one of the best cover songs of all time. Because if you could do a cover song, an MJ cover song, the Hee Hee Man,
Hee Hee Hee,
and do it arguably, debatably better than the original, it's incredible.
Yeah.
A lot of people say Alien Ant Farm came here to Earth, dropped the best one-hit wonder, and disappeared.
And if it's a one-hit wonder that's a cover, are they just the best cover band of all time?
I mean, they had a few good songs. Anyways, Fox Sports Radio, Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick, 877-99 on Fox. You hit us up at Covino and Rich.
And style runs in the family. Athleticism runs in the family. Extraordinary runs in the family. The 2022 Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs. Learn more at MBUSA.com or test drive one at your local dealer. Maybe I will. My wife is dead set on, we need three rows of seating. I'm like, we got two kids. That's it. Why do we need three rows?
For groceries.
for anyone else that wants to ride with us, I guess.
For your, for your boogie board.
By the way, I'm getting so much feedback. 877-99 on Fox, at Covino and Rich. Do you turn off the game? Do you stop watching your team? Not if they're losing, Covino. If they're getting killed, and you're making it seem like you're not a fan if you do.
You're
I
not,
got
man.
Plans, and, bro. And I'm a busy guy. 162
you're
games.
You're a busy guy. Everybody's a busy guy. You're no more busy than anybody else.
I'm on a Mets thread.
We're on the radio for a few hours a day.
I know you're super jealous, but like me and four of my buddies that, actually me and three of my buddies that all love the Mets. Text every
night. You don't
night.
Love the Mets.
We text every night during the game. And they're like, Covino's out of his mind. It was a rain delay. It was already late. Plus, They're
then
losing.
You don't believe in
they're
your team.
Losing by five. And then
you're
in the sixth
to,
inning.
As a fan, you're supposed to sit there and watch in misery, but hope that they come back and then be mad the rest of your night.
No,
that's what I do.
That's insane thinking. And it's honestly,
not.
Everything about where
it's
you're
called
saying,
being a fan.
If they're putting in rough to pitch a position player, you're still watching?
Yes. Because I want to see.
Is that what social media is for?
It's about. Otherwise, you're missing chapters to the story. You know what I mean? Like, you're missing stuff. And I know you could say, oh, well, I'll catch up on social media. But you're not like ride or dying in it and part of that story if you're missing out on it. If that's your team, you're watching. If that's your team,
I mean,
you know what's going on.
It's ridiculous.
If that's the team, if your team, you know what position player went in there to pitch.
Yeah, you can find that out on Twitter.
Here's the feedback. Of course you want your favorite team when they're not doing well. It's from Gary Hopwood.
This is on
social media.
You're so ridiculous.
I mean, when your team doesn't make it to the World Series, you still watch, right?
You're twisting the question.
Being a lifelong Orioles fan, I would have missed every World Series since every game since the mid-'80s. That's from Gary. This is Jay, fan Jess. Jay's fan Jess. I watch in misery in hopes that my team comes back. Then I'm double disappointed when they don't. This is Coach Chamberlain. I watch in misery until there's a turnover or until the game reaches a point where the game is completely out of reach.
Boom!
DJ Ray Revis. What's up, DJ Ray Revis?
That guy just said it.
I keep watching in misery.
That's
what everybody's saying.
Yeah, but why is that a good thing? Why is that smart?
Your team was losing 6-1 in the sixth.
No, and then they gave up. No.
It was 6-1. Now you're going to lie to justify. Because I was on the phone. I remember you said, now it's 9 or whatever.
Yeah,
so you didn't know that. You didn't know that until you checked on social media.
I think
I watch every day.
I don't know if
it's good and bad. It's like
so
a relationship.
I think Rich has the 5-run rule.
He does. He does. He's establishing a rule right now. And I think that rule is hogwash. I do.
Hogwash.
Hogwash.
Is that what you clean your junk with?
I do. That's what I use, yeah. Hogwash.
What should the rule be, Covino?
That you stick it out. Otherwise, it's a character flaw. So in your relationships, right?
This might be your dumbest take.
Really, in your relationships, are you gonna dip out when times are tough? When your significant other gains a few pounds? When things aren't always honky and dory?
When
things aren't fun? See what I mean? Oh, you're only there to ride when things are good. But if you're down a little bit, you know, I'm out. I don't got time for that.
Covino.
That's what it's saying. This is his team. I'm not saying to watch a team you don't care about. This is the team you claim to be in a threat about.
Go to Chris in Connecticut.
Why? Because Chris agrees with you?
No, because he's a Mets fan, I'm pretty sure. And
you don't know the whole story if you're not there during the downtime.
What's up, bud?
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
What up?
All right. So first off, Covino, you're wrong on this one, all right?
Says who?
Explain why.
Says who?
He's going to explain why. If you pay attention.
I am a diehard Mets fan. I watch every single game, right? You know when your team has it. You know when they don't. All right, last night you got the rain delay. You come back. All right, you watch your starter get hurt. You just see they don't have it. This is not the game. Now, here's the beauty of it.
You know, Chris, hold that point. We got to go to break.
Social media. I have my phone next to me.
Chris.
They start coming back.
Chris,
guess what?
We got to go to break. Hold tight. We're going to take all your feedback next right here. Covino and Rich.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.